For 3 years now, a small group based in the Borderlands has been making big strides in showcasing the work of emerging women filmmakers, both in the region and around the world. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Film Frontera was started 3 years ago by six women filmmakers based in and around El Paso, and the group has grown from an annual showcase of short films to include workshops, training, and financial support for female filmmakers. Joining me to discuss the mission and growth of Film Frontera, I'm happy to have back on the program Film Frontera's Executive Director, Angie Reza-Torres. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Let's back up 3 years before we get into what's happening now. But what is Film Frontera for those who have not heard the name or been to one of your showcases?
Yeah, so Film Frontera is several things. We're an organization made up of female filmmakers from the U.S.-Mexico border, specifically El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez. We all are working filmmakers, and we decided to showcase our own films in 2016. Thematically, it was very serendipitous that we all had similar topics that we discussed in our films. We shot all of the films in this border region. We're all from the border region. And so it became a celebration of filmmakers, and specifically women on the border. So we're now in our third year, and we've expanded to include workshops that we give throughout the year. This year, for the first time, we're providing a grant opportunity of $2,500 to a filmmaker from this region, a woman filmmaker.
Which is huge in this area. $2,500 goes a long way.
It really does, and it feels really good to provide that. And then this year, we're also doing a little something different, where we're including the kids as part of our showcase this year, so they'll be able to include half an hour's worth of film. So we're continually expanding our mission, our goals, and community involvement is big for us. So any way that we can get more people from this region in on what we do, but really it's for the amplification of women filmmakers along border regions, and not just ours, but around the world.
Female filmmakers are obviously still not on par with male filmmakers as far as representation, but also having the border connection, people of color, other underrepresented communities is what you're really targeting, as well as just female.
Right, exactly. So, you know, there's a lot of false narratives out there that happens as a result of the people who are actually living these experiences aren't the ones who are sharing them. Most often it is, you know, white males who are allowed to tell stories about these communities, and we just feel like we want to stop that in its tracks by making sure that our goal is to include women filmmakers of color, most specifically, who are from these communities. And the communities I'm talking about are, you know, the LGBT community, immigrants, most especially those who've been affected by displacement. Mm-hmm. Women, as far as, you know, gender roles, women from border communities. These are always communities whose stories tend to be told by people who are not living those experiences. So again, that's why it's so important to us.
Acts as a sort of corrective to the predominant narratives in the media as well.
Right. Just simply what's true, you know, and there's so many different perspectives. It's not the same. But when you have people coming in from the outside telling these stories, it's not necessarily inaccurate, but it doesn't have that personal representation. And so a lot of times it tends to be inaccurate. So it's so important that the people from these communities are the ones who are telling about it.
When you all came together 3 years ago to start your first showcase for Film Frontera, probably you had modest dreams, but it's really begun to blow up quite a bit, and you've been evolving with the opportunities that have presented themselves. But I can't help but think of 2016 and your emergence of also at a time where, more broadly, we had the Me Too movement breaking out, a lot of high-profile cases in Hollywood, particularly in and around the film industry, and more specifically, the Time's Up movement in Hollywood really came to the fore the last few years. So I know Film Frontera was not necessarily piggybacking on that, but fortuitously arising at the same time within that context. You can't separate the context of what's been going on in Hollywood and other film circles, pushing for greater representation of women in front of and behind the camera, and equality of pay and other issues that seem to be coming up. Is that something that you all think about as you program and move forward and evolve, or it's just part of what's in the air right now, and you're just, it's part of the tide that's lifting all of these great initiatives.
I mean, I think that both work so beautifully together. I think that there's a lot of interconnectivity between both. I think one sort of fuels the other, but I think more than anything, it's time and we're fed up,
right.
You know, and when you have someone in the White House who is constantly pushing those buttons and testing your limits and challenging your voice, you want to make it loud and you want to be able to speak to that. You know, you can't stay silent at that point. And so, you know, but then to see other women who are rising up too, it's inspiring to you. All of that helps to propel you forward.
This began right here in our borderlands. It showcases work of local filmmakers, female filmmakers, filmmakers who are dealing with border issues, as you mentioned. But very quickly, it seems your submissions are now coming from around the world. And but the issues are the same: representation, crossing boundaries, borders. The notion of border has been defined much more broadly now through some of your work and the showcases. Does the spotlighting of local work, that's still an impetus for you, though?
It is very much. And this year, we're pushing for it even harder than the last couple years. You know, we live in such a rich region full of stories and individual experiences that need to be shared. Again, especially because the immigrant narrative is so cloudy and distorted. And so we take it as our mission to clear the air and share the truth. And it's so funny how it's become such a rebellious act to share the truth. But I feel that, you know, we can't take that for granted, and we need to start inspiring and providing resources for the people in this area, whether you're a filmmaker or not, to be able to share your story and your perspective.
We should mention part of that sharing the truth, even though the showcase debuts here in El Paso every year, you take that collection of short films to other film festivals, and you've traveled around the country, correct?
Correct. So that's another really important part of what we do is, you know, it's great that we premiere our Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase every September, and it's an hour and a half program of shorts from around the world. But it's so important that the majority of those shorts come from this region. It's not only important for the audience to be able to see themselves represented on screen, but then to take those films around the country and once again share those truths with other communities that are hearing the false perspectives of, you know, what's in the media right now about our border community, and set the record straight. And so you only do that by expanding your audience as much as you possibly can. And so that's why the tour is an essential part of what we do.
And an essential part more and more is raising money. So I want to ask you about this upcoming fundraiser in a few weeks. You are having one of your first big fundraisers ever for Femme Frontera. I know you have big plans, what we'll get to in a moment, but the fundraiser is April 4th, is that right? Thursday?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And this will be where?
This will be at the Lafayette Culture and Technology Center on, I believe it's 721 South Ochoa.
Right, right. Appropriately near the border.
Yes.
In Segundo Barrio. And anybody can come to this?
Anybody can come to this. You know, we are looking for any donations that, you know, any everything and anything helps, any amount helps. We chose the Lafayette Cultural and Technology Center because it's near and dear to my heart. It's where I started teaching filmmaking classes, and I'm so proud of that region and that community. It's such a beautiful community that sits right along our border, and so it symbolically, it was a very important place. But yes, we're looking for donations of any amount, specifically to help, again, propel stories from this region by providing resources to filmmakers to tell their stories.
And the event is free, but you will be asking for donations. You'll be celebrating some of the short films so people can see a smattering of the kinds of films that you've been showing.
Yeah, we'll be showing you the best of the best from each showcase.
So a great night to come out for that.
Yeah.
You need some RSVPs, I imagine, to figure for food and drinks.
Yeah, please.
How's
RSVP.
Best to do that?
Femmefrontera@gmail.com. You can also get access to that website, to that email address through our website at femfrontera.org, or simply like us on Facebook or Instagram, Femfrontera. Any of those ways or how to contact us and how to stay incredibly up to date with what we're doing.
And that's Fem, F-E-M-M-E. We should mention that you're also, all of this is tax deductible because
yes.
last year you set up a film fund with the Paso del Norte Foundation.
Yeah, and so all are tax deductible, and you know. Yeah.
So where with you've quickly sprung from celebrating some local work 3 years ago in a showcase, a modest showcase, to now having an annual event, multiple events during the year, workshops. Now you're giving out grants. You're not just raising money for the organization, but you're getting that money back into the community to support female filmmakers. Where do you see all of this going in the next 5 years? What's the big master plan, if there is one, or are you just growing as opportunities present themselves?
A little bit of both. I mean, we have to be pretty open with the opportunities that we've been given. We've, especially this year, have been contacted by a lot of other organizations who'd like to partner with us. We're looking
Great.
At acting workshops for not this coming summer, but next summer. That's all about empowering young girls, called Go Girls from Oakland, California. And so, you know, as we're contacted and as we come up with ideas, we're constantly expanding and moving, you know, and I can't really give a definite answer about where we'll be in 5 years, but I know this year and next, you know, continuing to expand the showcase itself, involve more programming, bring other, you know, sorts of shorts, blocks, and other films into the showcase. And then, you know, getting the children involved is always really exciting, too. And just increasing, I think, the educational component of Femfrontera is a big one for us, providing people in this region resources to make movies.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like in 5 years, you'll just keep getting bigger and stronger. So
keep
it up. It's always exciting to see new film initiatives arising in our area, especially one that's broadening representation in our local filmmaking community. So, Angie, it's always nice to chat with you. Thanks for coming in.
You too. Thank you so much.
I've been discussing the local filmmaking and film screening collective known as Femfrontera with the organization's executive director, Angie Reza Torres. Femfrontera showcases the work of women filmmakers from the borderlands and from around the world, as well as conducting filmmaking workshop screenings and even providing grants to female filmmakers in the region. Femfrontera will be raising funds for the expansion of its programs and initiatives at an upcoming fundraiser on Thursday, April 4th at 5:30 p.m. at La Fe Culture and Technology Center at 721 South Ochoa. The evening will include a presentation of some of the short films showcased by Femfrontera and discuss Femfrontera's outreach and filmmaking initiatives. For more information or to RSVP, email femfrontera@gmail.com, and that's Fem spelled F-E-M-M-E. You can also go to femfrontera.org for information, and you can follow them on Facebook. On Film's engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.